It was a magical run to the state tournament and through the state tournament for the Twin Cedars softball squad, ending Friday night with a state championship over Southeast Warren by a score of 6-3. I had a chance to talk with several members of the Sabre squad after that game, and here are those conversations. Joined now by Riley Duncan and Allie Mockenhaupt. Girls, you did it. Congratulations. What a feeling.
This is amazing, and all I can say is this is unbelievable. At the beginning of the season, our hope was just to get here, and now we've won the whole thing. I mean, I'm at a loss of words, don't even know what to say, but it's such an amazing feeling.
What did the Lisbon game kind of put that thought in you, like, okay, we beat them, maybe we can win two more here?
Yeah, once we got Lisbon on Tuesday night, we were like, we're in this to win this. I mean, we'd got that far, we were gonna play Friday, so we might as well win the whole thing, and that's just what we did.
Allie, coach inserted you in the circle. Probably just to give him a different look. You kind of calmed them down a little bit. What was your feeling going in when you said, "All right, Allie, you're in"?
Yeah, you know, he warned me before the game. He was like, "You're gonna go in." I mean, we played them before, and Grace threw against them. They've seen Grace. He's like, "You're gonna go in. You're gonna be throwing tonight." And I knew I was gonna get the call. So going into that game, I just knew I had to do everything I could to keep it on the ground or keep it in the air, somewhere where my defense could get it and keep it inside the park. And that's what I did. And the defense really came through for me.
And offensively, it just seems like someone different every night stepped up. Grace, Jillian, and, Keisha got some big plays. This team has been like this all season, Riley. It's been somebody different every night, seems like.
Yes, every single night there's someone else that steps up. Every single game, someone. It's a complete team effort. There's not one person doing anything. And every single win, from the people we have on the bench to all nine players we have on the field, it's a team win, and every single person plays a part.
Allie, not a lot of players, seniors, get to say they won their last high school game and carry a gold trophy with a ticket redeemed sign. How does that feel, knowing that you end your career winning the biggest trophy of all?
It's crazy, you know. This is something I've always wanted. I've wanted my whole life, and, you know, just getting up here was crazy. And I was like, you know what, we have three games left, and I'm going to give it my all. And just, it doesn't even feel real still. Just getting all the way here and winning the whole thing is just the best feeling in the world.
And I don't know if you ladies knew this, but lost in all this, Coach Duncan's 200th win. What a night to get it.
Yeah, right before the game, and we were at the dorms, we were getting ready to leave, and he goes, "I don't know if you guys know this, but this is going to be my 200th win." I mean, we had no doubt. All week we said we're going to win on Friday, and that's just what we did. We came out here, Southeast Warren, they got ahead of us, but we said, you know what, we're not going to let that happen. And we did just that. We went out there, and we hit the crap out of the ball and played defense.
Riley, I know it's not been about you, but you've been a pretty decorated athlete your whole career. I think you're also looking to get back up here to Fort Dodge this fall for fourth cross country. You know, I know you hate talking about yourself, but, man, what a career you've had going into your senior year.
Yeah, I definitely have had a great career, and, you know, doing it for Twin Cedars, this is a super big thing. And there's one thing, I wouldn't have been able to do this without all these coaches, family, friends, community. I mean, I looked up in the stands, and all I saw was blue and white. That's absolutely amazing. And if it wasn't for all these people, I wouldn't be where I am today, and our team wouldn't be where we are today.
Allie and Riley, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
With Grace Bailey now, first of all, congratulations not only on the championship, all-tournament team captain. This has been a dream week for you. Congratulations.
Yes, it's so indescribable. Like, this is just the greatest thing ever.
Girls got up here, and I talked to a lot of you, and I said, okay, yeah, we might as well win three games. And everybody said, oh, yeah, everybody says that when they get to state. But did the Lisbon game kind of put the thought in, hey, we can do this?
I mean, I think that kind of set the tone. We came in upset the number three seed. I mean, no one really expected that, so.
And you were the hero of that one, that two-run homer. But just your body of work in the circle and everything, what was working for you on the mound and in at the plate this week?
I mean, I was just relying on my defense, relying on the rest of the team. We played so great as a team this week. I mean, that was on them, too, not just me.
I asked this to Allie. Not a lot of kids can say they won their last game in a state championship scenario for their high school. What's that mean?
It's so great. I mean, just to come out and represent, this has never happened for Twin Cedars before, so.
And, a lot of you girls are, hey, all about what's on front of the jersey, and that's not anything to just say. That is true for all of you. What does it mean to play for Twin Cedars, a smaller school that, you know, not a lot of people talk about on a statewide circuit.
I mean, it's so much fun. We had so many people here tonight. Just the amount of support was just great.
Congratulations again, and best of luck in furthering your career.
Thank you.
With Brooke Roby now. Brooke, congratulations. This has got to be the greatest feeling ever.
It is absolutely incredible. I don't have any words. That was something we've been working for, and we got here, and we did it. We won the state championship.
Did the Lisbon game, after you won that, you're walking off the field, did that kind of plant the seed, like, hey, we can do this. We're going to play three games now. Let's just might as well win two more.
Yep. You know, we've played some good teams, just regular season games, and we knew they'd be a lot like up here. And we knew right when we won that Lisbon game that we could do this. We have a good shot. We just got to play our game, and we'll be fine. And that's just what we did tonight.
I've asked a lot of you seniors tonight, what's that feel, ending your career, walking off the field as a winner in a state championship game?
You know, I've played with those seniors my entire, not just the 5 years, but my entire life. As growing up and knowing that we're all splitting apart and this is the last time we're wearing our jerseys is really heartbreaking, but I can't, this is the way we wanted to end it, and we got it done. We worked so hard together to get to this moment, and we did it. We made that win.
And obviously you're continuing your career at I believe NIAC. What are you looking forward to? I know you're not thinking about that, but you know, just what are you looking forward to as you go to the next level and you know, play a little college ball?
You know, I just kind of want to keep playing. I really love this game, and I just don't want it to end now. So that's my next spot is NIAC, and I can't wait.
Congratulations again.
Thank you.
With Jillian French. Jillian, wow, what a week you had up here, just yourself.
Yeah, it's been a good weekend.
Tell me about the state championship game. You got a couple of big hits, really helped the team out, did. And Coach always said, we play better when we are ahead and relaxed. Did the team kind of relax there when you grabbed the 4-1 lead?
Yeah, I think maybe the first inning we were a little nervous. In the second inning, we told ourselves, you know what, this is it. We got to start hitting the ball, and we did.
You girls don't look nervous at all. It may be in a little bit inside, but you don't show it. You seem like you play like you've been up here for several years. So where does that come from, you think?
Well, we walked into this tournament Tuesday for our first game and told ourselves, we're winning it all. We can do it.
And then, it seems like it was a different person every game that stepped up. Has that been the kind of the mantra of this team? Someone different is going to step up. We just aren't relying on one person.
No, I think most of our wins are always team effort. Everyone's stepping up, helping each other.
And again, that was several members of the Twin Cedars softball squad following their victory last Friday night over Southeast Warren by a score of 6-3, which gave them the Class 1A state championship in softball.